Welcome to Landlord Diaries, where we talk about midterm rentals and the opportunities behind them. We'll share landlord stories, talk about maximizing investment potential, and discuss how to live the very best landlord life. This podcast is proudly brought to you by Furnished Finder, the place for everything midterm rentals. Remember to like and subscribe if you enjoy our content.
Hey, hey, we are coming to you from the Furnished Finder marketing team. We've got Kelly Bailey here and Katie Lyon. We want to educate you guys today on should you make the switch to midterm rentals and what the midterm rental process looks like. Katie, why don't you take us on to step one?
So the first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to check out the demand. We get this question all the time. How do I know if there's a demand for midterm rentals in my area or for my property? Luckily for you guys, we have put together some resources. So if you go to furnishedfinder.com/stats, S-T-A-T-S, you can also navigate there through the resources tab on our furnishedfinder.com homepage. You're going to be able to type in different markets, different cities, and get some great information that we have put together for you based on the demand that we see on Furnished Finder. Another great way to see and to judge the demand is just to get into the Furnished Finder map. Search around, see what you see. What do the properties look like? You know, how large are they? How small are they? Do they look like they have availability? And kind of make some inferences from there, but really just try to get a feel of your area. It's much less hard data driven than say short-term rentals. Just because most, you know, we're not a direct booking site. So we don't share that information because everyone books on their own terms. That's part of our value that we give everyone. So dig in there. Don't be afraid to really jump in, search that map, see what there is and see how your property would fit amongst those others.
Katie, I'm going to hone in a little further there. What does it mean that we're not direct booking site? How do we differ from like your standard short-term rental platform or OTA?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of times we get short-term rental hosts or people who are used to kind of the short-term rental world, and you're used to being on maybe Airbnb or Vrbo or a lot of these websites where you put all your information out there and then you kind of wait for your phone to ding or your email to bing and it goes, oh, you have a new book or like you have a new booking. Someone wants to stay at your property or you've just made $2,000, whatever that is. You kind of set it and almost forget it. You might check in on it, but really they do that work for you. We do things a little bit differently. We really, really believe in direct booking, which is where the tenant books their stay directly with you. You two sign the lease, you two do the screening. We do have a sister company, KeyCheck, that can give you guys those tools if you need them. They're great. But that way you can negotiate your rates. You can negotiate, do you want to allow pets or not? You can say how you want your lease. So you get to play by your own rules and not someone else's rules, okay? But this also means that you're going to be involved in the site. You're going to be checking those leads. You're going to be messaging travelers. You're going to be responding to things. It's not a sit back and forget it type of deal, right? You want to be active and interactive, really, right? You want to be reaching out and connecting with potential tenants. But the biggest benefit is we don't take any fees when you find a tenant. Right. So you all, everybody knows that when you get a rental in the short-term rental world, they've got that commission or that booking fee. We don't have that. So if you charge $2,000 for rent, you're going to get $2,000. You're not going to get 80% of $2,000 or 90% of $2,000. So that really is the benefit that you have with connecting directly with those tenants.
Well said, Katie. And we're going to lean into more to how to stay active in your account on step three. So step two, you have already in step one, you've checked out the demand. You've decided, yes, I want to move forward with trying out the midterm rental strategy in my market, especially since it can cash flow 1.5 to 2 times the profit of a long-term rental or have less headache than a short-term rental, and I can manage it myself. So let's move forward with step two, furnishing your property. Well, I am definitely not stealing this one from the marketing director of Furnished Finder. So Katie, take it away.
Oh, furnishing your property. You guys, this is where you get to have fun. Be creative. Show a little bit of style. Don't be afraid to stand out. I always tell people that think about furnishing your property like somewhere you would want to stay for a month or 2 months or 3 months, right? Not a week. You don't need all of the board games or all of the themed decor, right? You don't need all that. You need really good bedding. You need extra sheets, extra blankets. You want to have plenty of dishes. You want to have blackout curtains, right? You want to have a nice TV. You want to have things that make tenants feel welcome and feel ready to settle in because that's what they're going to do. But it's much, much simpler than, say, setting up a short-term rental, you know, a cabin in the mountains where you need all sorts of mountainy wall decor and all that different stuff. You just don't need it. You can keep it very simple, keep it high quality, and leave room in these spaces because these travelers a lot of times are going to come with a few suitcases or a car full of their stuff or maybe a pet where they want to bring some items from home as well, and they want to make sure they have space for those things.
I'm going to add two great resources. So Furnish Finder, we want to be your go-to process for midterm rentals. So we try to give you all the tools to run your midterm rental business. So on the Furnish Finder homepage, there is a tab called Resources, and you want to go to Property Owner Resources. You're going to see things like Landlord Tips ebook, Photos ebook. These have been created by our marketing team to say, hey, if you want to have a successful midterm rental, here are some ways to go about making it a successful experience. And then lastly, check out your competition on in your direct area on Furnish Finder. Go to the map, look at who has future availability or 5-star reviews and see how they're furnishing their properties. Professional photos are extremely important. So really get into those properties around you and see, is my price going to be competitive? Is my property going to stand out compared to those around me? And the great thing about midterm rentals is you only need one guest to say yes. And you typically only need one guest to say yes 4 times a year because the average stay is 90 days. So it's not necessarily that we're competitors. We're all working together to provide housing for corporate travels, such as corporate travelers, such as travel nurses, insurance clients, relocations, large remodels, digital nomads working from home. So let's all work together to make it possible in our area.
And just one last thing I want to add on that front, Kelly, is don't be afraid to add a little bit of style to stand out, right? Don't be afraid of some bright throw pillows or some fun colored vases, but you don't have to do a lot, but you can take some little touches and really help them make your property pop.
Definitely. Step 3. Start marketing your property. So now we've said we know there's demand. We have furnished our property, or heads up, you can actually market your property, furniture coming soon, and start getting those tenant leads now that we're about to tell you about. So this is one of my favorite features on Furnish Finder. Once you add your property, and it has to be tied to the address, and you can add those, the furnished photos, make them professional as soon as possible, but you can start by adding whatever photos you have. If it's professional, unfurnished photos, you can start with those. So get your property on the site, and you might have more demand in your area than there are properties for, and people might start reaching out to you right away. Of course, a furnished property with professional photos is going to get you the most leads. But my favorite feature that Furnish Finder has that sets us apart from every other online platform is the housing request feature. So what's really nice about a housing request is a busy professional does not have to go to the map and start contacting each one of you guys saying, is your property available? I'm interested. They can send one detailed message that's going to include include their budget, their dates of stay, whether they have a pet, who they're traveling with, where in the city they'll be working, those sorts of things. And if it seems like a good match, then what's going to happen is that one message is going to ping every landlord in that city, in that general area. And then what you want to do as a landlord is you want to take those tenant leads, which are considered matched tenant leads. Those are warm leads saying, hey, your property is a great fit. You should reach out to this guest as quickly as possible. You also have unmatched tenant leads to see anyone coming to your area, what budget they're searching, you know, why they're coming, what area of the city you're seeing the most demand for. And if things are off, you can negotiate with them. Hey, would you be willing to stay in a hotel for a couple weeks? I've got the perfect property for you. Or are your dates of stay flexible? Could you move in a little earlier? I see that your budget is between $1,600 and $2,000. Well, I have this property that's a little higher than your stated budget. It's $2,400, but it's such a great fit for what you're describing. So please check it out and let me know if you're interested. So you can negotiate those tenant leads, matched and unmatched.
And really, Kelly, this is where our service as Furnished Finder comes into play, because what we're trying to do is connect tenants and landlords. So there are so many ways that a potential tenant can get in touch with you on the site. They can send a booking request, which will come through on your dashboard as someone saying, I want your property. What are the next steps, right? Then we kind of go down and there's just a direct message. Someone might have a question specifically about your property that they want to ask. They can also, in a lot of cases, if you enable it, access your email address and your phone number. And then, like you said, you have your leads dashboard. And these come in from people who are looking for housing. And these messages go out to all sorts of landlords who may fit or closely fit their requests. So it's important that you get on your dashboard of Furnished Finder once your property is listed, look through those leads, see if there's any matches. Just like a dating site, you're never going to get married if you don't reach out and talk to some of those people. So take these all as we're saying, here are some great potential matches, but you've got to go and message them and see, is this a great fit for me? Is this a great fit for my property? Like, is this going to be a good relationship? Do I have what they need? You know, can this work? But you've got to kind of dig in there. And I just also want to remind people here, when you're listing your property on Furnished Finder, because this is the step we're on, make sure that you're listing it completely. Okay. Don't leave out blanks. Don't rush through it when you only have 5 minutes to get on. Really kind of take some time to sit down, put some detailed thought into it. Think about what kind of traveler do you want? What are they looking for? How can you share that with them, right? Travelers want to see details and they want to know that what they're looking for, you have to offer.
And with that, those mom and pop operators out there, if you don't have a website that you can direct your guests to, you have a built-in website through your Furnished Finder landlord profile page. So make sure you fill out your landlord profile. And anytime someone may be a good fit for a different property, you can send them the specific link or you can point them to your landlord profile and they can get a good feel for you all around, which helps build trust and rapport with that tenant as well. All right, we've made it. We're on to step 4. Secure a tenant. So now you have your property out there. It is live. And someone said, excuse me, I like your place. I'd like to move forward with the next steps. Well, we make it very simple for you to move forward with those next steps through KeyCheck. KeyCheck is our sister company. We call it the Landlord Tools for Midterm Rental Hosts. There's 3 easy steps. I'm going to let Katie get into detail about them. We'll kind of go back and forth, but you've got 3 easy steps once you get a yes: tenant screening, state-specific leases, and rent payments. So let's talk about those, Katie.
So we get this question quite often, and it's, you know, I have this tenant, we're ready to move forward, and now what? So first things you want to do is screen the tenant. KeyCheck, our sister company, offers a tenant screening that's threefold. It's a criminal history, a credit reporting, and an eviction history. So those give you a really good feel, and will make sure that this tenant is within kind of your safe parameters of what you are allowing in your rental property. Okay.
And it does not ding their credit score. So that's always great to be able to tell a tenant.
Yes, absolutely. And that tenant screening, tenants are expecting to pay that. That's kind of industry standard. But those tenants, and if they have any questions, you know, it's like an application fee. If you go to rent an apartment for 12 months, you're going to pay an application fee because they want to do a background screen, right? Very standard in the industry.
Before we move on, one thing I want to make sure you all know, it's a 5-minute process. Tenant screening is so quick and easy. And I love when someone says, yes, I'm ready to move forward with the tenant screening, because then I know they're serious and they're ready to commit to my listing. Maybe that's not the case for everyone, but so far, every time I get a tenant, when they say yes to the tenant screening, we make it through the process, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a commitment, right? Next thing is the state-specific leases. Every requirement for leases are different in different states. So you want to make sure that legally you're covered and your state is fully vetted for the requirements that your property is within. So keycheck.com has state-specific leases that you can also go in and modify, right? If you have any different house rules or you have anything specific about your property or your circumstances that you want noted, you can make sure that that is reflected within your lease. And they all have e-sign, which is huge these days, okay? Now, the last thing is rent payments. A lot of travelers these days are trying to rack up their points on their favorite credit card so that they can have their next flight for free or whatnot. So you are able to accept credit card payments or ACH or debit card payments as well. With KeyCheck, there's a small processing fee, but that's very typical for anyone that is accepting credit cards. Just kind of how it works. But yeah, it's a great offer. So you can say, hey, let's set up some online payments. I can welcome, credit, debit, ACH, whatever works best for you. And then it just kind of keeps everything in one account for you. So we've set up keycheck.com really as the solution for those furnished finder hosts who say, okay, I have a tenant. Now what? KeyCheck is your source for that. Now, you're never required to use KeyCheck. You can obviously use any other tools if you have different tools in your toolbox, but we put it there as a convenience and a service.
And travel nurses really love the trust and safety of being able to say, I'm booking through Furnish Finder and I'm using the Furnish Finder system through KeyCheck for all of my secure, payments, screenings, leases. So it really goes hand in hand with building that rapport and trust with those tenants as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's it, guys. Then you've got your tenant. Make sure you get them some good house rules. Make sure you get them their keys. Make sure you're communicating, whether it's through the platform, whether you guys move to text, email, phone, whatever it is. That's the joy of the direct booking model is you can communicate however works best for you, right? We're here to make the lives of travelers better and give landlords the best experience possible. So you have the freedom, you have the control. Make sure your tenant feels welcome. Make sure you set expectations clear, and then enjoy having a midterm rental guest and welcome to the world, because it's fantastic.
All right. If you loved this video, please like, subscribe to our channel, or comment. We would love to hear how your midterm rental process is going, and if there's anything you've added to these 5 steps we've communicated today. Have a great day, everyone.